I have no look. All right, good morning, Rav Moshe. Let's begin. All right, so we left off on page Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Second paragraph in. Enenu medabrim kan amakorios klal olamis. We're not going ahead and talking about a general introspective reaching back to general universal basics. Lefamim yesh od mikorim kamahu. Avalu poel es hadavar min amakor apnimi shebesocho. Hu lo mizahem ma achirim osim ubodek im ze tov v'tzarif im ze chas b'shalom shlili echdol. Elohu megale es hadavar misocho mikibas. Once again, remember, he's continuing with his example from yesterday about going to the Kotel on Tisha B'Av. And the idea ultimately being that true connection with one's inner self is often manifest in one's ability to come to certain conclusions on one's own. On one's own, not necessarily that someone else said something or did something and therefore say, hey, I want to be part of that or I want to do that, but a person is thoughtful enough to come to their own conclusions. Kol adam va'adam, im yargil asat smoli hispone b'chaim. Every single person, if he conditions himself to contemplate in life, yuchal legalos machshavos shepamim rabos nitan lahafoch osam lemasim shemekorim lechalutin. Every single person, if he gives himself the time to think, the time to introspect, the time to contemplate, he ultimately will see that some of his thoughts are able to morph into significant and meaningful actions. Gamim yimsa sheod adam ases hadavar kamoso. Now again, being an introspective person and then taking action on that does not mean that no one else is going to do the same things that you're going to do. It could very well be that other people are doing similar things. And that's not a lack of your introspection. It's a very nuanced but very profound idea. So the Mechaber is thinking that, the Mechaber is suggesting that more often than not, the reason we do things in life is because of some external catalyst. There is something outside of me that tells me I should do it, reminds me I should do it. And again, not in a good way, plants the seed that this is something that should be done. But the truth is, the real way to live life is that a person is in a state of a contemplative state. And in a contemplative state, I'm able to reach certain conclusions on my own. Now, it could be that I'm going to reach the same conclusions on my own that I would have been influenced externally to reach as well. But there's a distinction when I come to that reality on my own versus when it's an external catalyst. The example over here is his example, the Tisha B'Av example, right? So again, he could have reached the reality that I really should spend Tisha B'Av by the Kotel in one of two ways. He walks downstairs from his apartment and he sees in the lobby that there's a poster of shuttles going to Tisha B'Av. Muhammad is in Bnei Brak. Shuttle from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, come spend Tisha B'Av by the Kotel. Okay, wow, what a beautiful idea. Or a person thinks and a person contemplates and says, you know what, Tisha B'Av is coming. How do I have a meaningful Tisha B'Av? Oh, I should really be at the Kotel. So the conclusion is the same. I'm going to the Kotel for Tisha B'Av, but the means by which I reach that conclusion, one is through a state of contemplation, and one ultimately, again, is through external stimuli. And he's suggesting that reaching that conclusion through inner contemplation is a higher personal achievement. Correct. And I would even say it's not even the lishma. It's great. It's wonderful. He's talking about if my goal, and everything depends on what your goal in life is. If my goal in life is to really understand my inner eye, I want to know who I am. Knowing who I am requires of me to be a contemplative person. Being a contemplative person means that I don't just react in life, but I take the time to actually think and thereby come up with a plan of action about what I should do, who I should be on my own. So it's not bad. It's not bad. If I'm the guy who sees the sign, I should go to the Kotel for Tisha B'Av, that's great. That's wonderful. I wouldn't even call it Shlo Lishma. But it's not the highest level of human existence to come to life conclusions because of what you read, what you see, or what people tell you. The highest level is to be contemplative enough that I know what I have to do. Hisbonenus, keitzat ha'churban shayach elayin. He says, "Hachinuch shemekablin anu b'yaldusenu, bevadei shu davar chiyuvi." So, of course, the chinuch, the education that we receive when we are children, certainly is something very good, very important. Basher nitenes lanu bo timunas miskeres klalis l'chaim. Part of our chinuch often is that we're given a foundation, or we're given a framework in which to lead our lives. Aval ma'adam, and again, part of what do we try to give our children? We try to give our children just a basic foundation. Here is the framework in which you should live your life as a Jew, as a good person. And again, then as we get older, it's our job to try to fill in that framework. He goes on, he says, Aval ma'adam mamshech hasachinuch, bidiyuk kimo shechinchu. So listen to this, it's very important. If a person ever lives his life just simply living by the education he received, meaning living my life exactly in exact conformance with the instruction I have received, harehu lahavdil kikof, then in reality, I'm no different than a monkey, meaning I'm a trained monkey. So right, so again, just you could take the monkey, you could train the monkey to do whatever you want the monkey want, whatever you want the monkey to do. So again, if all I really do is, okay, I learned in yeshiva, day school, Hebrew school, tutor, whatever, however you learn, you should do A, B, C, D, and E, and that's what I do. Great, you're a Jewish monkey. A Jewish monkey, a good Jewish monkey, a cute Jewish monkey, but a Jewish monkey nevertheless. He says, il for also v'chein hu misnaik. A person's been trained, and that's how he's acting. Very important to sort. It's important for a person to discover their own individuality. You know, this is the beauty of Judaism. The beauty of Judaism is people think that that Judaism requires, you know, conformance and fitting in the box. It's not true. Yes, there is a certain framework in which we exist. There are certain, we have mitzvos, we have Torah, we have a legal system. But lemaisa, within that framework, we are positively encouraged to discover our individuality, our ani ha'atzmi, which is different for each of us. L'dugma, he gives an example. Nimtzayim anu b'tishat yam. So I guess he was writing this again during the 9 days. V'yeshnam gidrei halacha ma'amot r'lasos ma'asur lasos. During the 9 days, there are categories, there's a framework, what I can do, what I can't do. Aval adam sheba'emes misbonin al-kach, shahaya beis ha'mikdash v'necharav, tzorach l'nasos l'chapis ba'atzmo, ma'ani hifsadati sham. Listen to this. He gives a simple example. Tisha B'Av, right? So 9 days. So what happens? There's a whole bunch of halachas during the 9 days. Okay. So there are two ways that you could look at those halachas. And by the way, this is just an example. You could plug this in anywhere. So you could say, number one, I'm Jewish. There is a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, here's what I'm supposed to do over the 9 days. And that's it. So again, here's what I do. That's one. So all I'm really doing is I'm perpetuating my childhood education. I learned when I was little, there's 9 days, there's Tisha B'Av. Here's what you do or you don't do. Here's what I'm going to do as well. Or a person could say like this, I have to observe these laws of Tisha B'Av because something dramatic was lost. How does that loss affect me? What did I lose? How is my life impacted because I don't have a Beis HaMikdash? How would my life be improved? Meaning of what he's saying is personalize it. Personalize it. Don't just be a behavioral Jew. Be a personal Jew. Try to figure out how the dynamic impacts you as an individual. He says, and therefore, again, when a person does that, then when a person indeed performs the halachos, suddenly, again, I understand that the halachos are actually there, even though they're all the same halachos to each of us, but the halachos are there to amplify my personal experience. If a person studies the svarim that speak about the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, misbonei bahem, contemplates them, magila maskanos sheyegia mechaber, harisha maskanos nechonos, aval hu lo gila es atzmo, bekriyas ha-sefer hu hifsid es etzem ha'ani. If at the end of the day, lemaisa, a person learns about the korban and reaches the same conclusions as the mechaber, as the author, then lemaisa, again, it's very nice, but I am ultimately accepting someone else's thoughts. I have not discovered what this means to me. Bevadai shebetorah schala tzarech likro harbe. Aval behemshich, bemokom lahakdish sha likriya, yochol lahakdish sha achas l'machshav. I will say this is a very profound statement. So obviously we have to learn, because learning gives us information, and you can't really discover who you are, what you are, or how things impact you without learning. You need to learn. But interesting enough, sometimes, and this is very interesting, sometimes we have to create a balance. And sometimes not all of our time is supposed to be spent learning. Sometimes some of our time should be spent learning, and a significant amount of time should be devoted to contemplation. to meditation, to introspection, to wondering who and what I am. Im hu lo yachol shah, if I don't have an hour to devote to meditation, then what? It doesn't count if you zone out, like during shir or a meeting. You know, that's not called meditation. So he says, if a person doesn't have an hour to go ahead and devote, she yaschol b'shtei dakos. Okay, start with 2 minutes. Give yourself 2 minutes every single day where you just close your sefer, don't learn, don't daven, don't say tehillim, but go ahead and take 2 minutes just to contemplate, just to think. He says, l'machara shalosh dakos, so next day, or next week, however you structure it, 3 minutes, aval b'tzura zu, hu megala ba'atzmo tefisa machshavtis mikoris hisponinos atzmis. But the idea, says the Mechaber, is that a person, again, I will say, is such a profound idea. The reason why so many people don't find fulfillment in Judaism is because they think it doesn't speak to them. And the reason why they think it doesn't speak to them is because all they're doing is simply perpetuating their childhood framework. I learned A, B, C, and D. This is what I have to do. Instead of realizing the framework is there as the foundation. The framework is there as the information. Then the goal, after you have the framework, is to try to figure out, to try to contemplate, how does all of this relate to me? How does all of this impact me? How does all of this affect me? But that only happens if a person takes the time to contemplate, to meditate, to introspect. All right, so I'll stop over here. It's 100%. Right, Kodim HaTfila, it's very true. It's absolutely.